This is Lucas, and I'd like to welcome you to my new podcast, and I am recording this to show my class at Paddock Elementary School. I am now showing you how to create a podcast. There are many important steps that you must follow to create a podcast. One of them is choosing a niche for your podcast. A niche is like a topic or theme or something important that you like to do. You're going to want to choose something that your audience and listeners will like, something that you would want to hear if you were listening to a podcast, something the world will want to hear that they don't have yet. You don't want to copy other people's ideas because then nobody will like yours or like the other person's because theirs is better, probably. Then you're going to want to choose a name, some theme music, and design. These three steps are very important. These three key details are really important because when people are scrolling through their phones or their devices for podcasts, they will see your name just while scrolling through. And if you have your name and design go together like peanut butter and jelly, like if your name is like the Fierce Flyers, your design can't be of unicorns. It should be of dragons because the Fierce Flyers are like dragons. And then your theme music should be something like, if you have dragons, you should have like a big roar at the beginning. Something that encourages people to like listen to your podcast. You're going to want to then pick a podcast hosting provider. If you don't pick a reliable, good one, listeners or people that want to hear your podcast will probably have trouble downloading it or streaming it on any devices. It's a good way to lose listeners, which is not good. Your hosting services are built on media servers that are designed to store large media files, your episodes, and support the high bandwidth needed for listeners to download or stream episodes. Each podcast host has their own strengths and weaknesses. Then you're going to be, once you have all of those steps done, you're going to be ready to record your podcast. While recording, add anything like you can add exclamation marks or like big bangs that I call them bangs that your listeners will like and they'll want to hear, or something that's like it pulls them in like when you grab them with a rope, something that will like. And also you're going to want to make sure your voice is loud and make sure your audiences can hear you. Then once you're done with that, you can edit your podcast episode. While editing, you can edit on like a editing software you can get down on computers and phones or anything else like that. It will help you raise your voice or lower your voice or anything else that's wrong with your voice or other people's voices that will make it sound better and clean. Then, finally, after you publish your podcast, you never promote it. To publish your episode, you just upload it to your host provider. It's just a simple file upload, and your host should give you instructions when you sign up. Then it's time you try and get listeners and other people that want to hear your podcast. You want to get people that want to come and people that want to hear it. You just don't want to go, hey, my podcast is really cool, listen to it. You want to show people that want to listen to it and people that have nothing to do, something entertaining for them, not just something to do. You're going to want to like help them and give them something that they like and something that's not boring. And this is Lucas, and that's how I made my podcast.